is Dr. D'Souza reading on Brenda Young. Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, Brenda. B as in boy. Brenda Young, Y-O-U-N-G, Young. Date of birth is 6-5-50. Date of visit is 8-19-24. Please make a copy for Brittany Walden. APRN. Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. Walden is W-A-L-D-O-N. Next paragraph. Dear Brittany, thank you for sending Brenda Young for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is Venzelis. This is a this is a 74-year-old female who has been experiencing shortness of breath and cough. It's brownish expectoration. Has recently been sent for a chest CT done on 8/10/24. The chest CT showed grossly clear lungs with no consolidation and minimal fibrolinear scarring in the medial left apex. Period. No pleural effusions and no lung masses were noted. There was a stable nodular pleural adhesion in the right upper zone, and the mediastinum showed no adenopathy, and the heart size was normal. Period. The patient has previously had coronary artery bypass grafting, and she also states she had a episode of COVID-19 infection 10 days ago, but no specific therapy was recommended. She is presently asymptomatic. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included left knee surgery and a history for CABG times 4 in September 23. She also has a history for hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, hypertension, and had removal of a pacer lead. The patient had been treated for atrial fibrillation, and she is also a hypertensive for over 30 years and has pre-diabetes. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke. I'm sorry. The patient smoked in the past, half to one pack per day for 25 years and then quit. Next paragraph, allergies. Possible IVP dye. Next paragraph. Family history. Her father died of liver disease, mother died of colon cancer. And next paragraph, system review of the patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has cataracts and double vision. She has urinary frequency. his hoarseness, his shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. He also has epigastric distress and reflux, and denies any diarrhea, constipation. He also denies abdominal pains, but has heartburn and no black stools. She has occasional chest pains and palpitations. No leg edema. She has anxiety with depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has easy bruising, and she has headaches and memory loss and itchy skin. Next, paragraph, med list. Include cardizem 180 milligrams a day, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Invokana 100 milligrams daily, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril, Losartan 25 milligrams a day, Eliquis 5 milligrams, BID, Metoprolol 25 milligrams. In the PM and 50 milligrams in AM. Meloxicam 7.5 milligrams daily and Crestor 40 milligrams HS. Phenofibrate 160 milligrams a day. Ezetimib 10 milligrams a day and Rapatha 140 milligrams every 2 weeks. Mirtazapine 15 milligrams HS. Next paragraph. Physical exam this elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor sign. There was just clubbing a perfredema. Blood pressure is 130 by 80. Pulse is 85, respiration 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 170, saturation 97. HG and the phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, no thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered basal crackles. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will 1 plus reflexes with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number 1, COPD. And number 2, acute exacerbation of chronic bronchitis. Number 3, history of COVID-19 infection. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5 is number 5 is history of lung nodules. Next, can you please add in that in the past history, the patient had a history of nodule on the right lower lobe, which has since resolved. Okay, next paragraph. Plan. The patient was advised to use Ceftin 500 milligrams BID times 7 days. Also advised to use the albuterol HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And also given an albitral HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. A complete pulmonary function study will be ordered. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy 4. Brittany Walden, APRN. WALDON, Brittany, BRITTANY, Brittany Walden, APRN. Start to Susan.